These are still frightening you, eh? You don't need to stand up. That's not necessary. Stay where you are. Thunderstorms. What a powerful force. A great reminder that there are some things even I can't control. Like Vladislav. Tell me, did you hear about anything? Any rumors? Any plotting behind my back? What? No way! And you're telling me that only now? Whatever. It's fine. But if you're saying that he's been seen around the city, we need to be on high alert. I told you, he is nothing to play with. Ugh, that old bastard. I'm sure he's after me and my empire. He has no interest in us. And why do you think that? That doesn't mean anything. Even if he was just passing through, it would be foolish to ignore it. Plus, we cannot rely on rumors. We need to know for sure what his intentions are. I need you to gather information and report back to me. I trust you'll do your best. Good. But not today. I'm sure you need some rest. I need you to be fully functional for me in the next days. I will also need you to look into a few other matters for me. There have been some disturbances in the human world that could affect our operations. You will need to find out what's going on and report back to me ASAP. I suppose I could figure it out myself, but just watching all those primitive self-claimed leaders in the news is giving me goosebumps. And not the good ones, either. The ones that you get when you cringe really, really hard. You heard that? I must feed soon, my pet. And I believe you understand what that means. Good. I'm glad you understand the importance of it. This is just how when we first met. You came up to me. You were so scared. I see the same look in your eyes right now. I don't know why, but I love it. Makes me even hungrier. You knew I wasn't going to delay this forever. I told you this would happen eventually, and regularly. You agreed to it. Remember. I know. I know you're not protesting, but I can tell that you wish you could just not agree to it. Oh, come on. Are you trying to insult my intelligence here, human? Of course you don't really want this. It's not a pleasant experience. Oh, I hope you don't mind that I'm rushing like this. Already joining you on the bed. Look into my eyes. And my eyes only. Don't let that distract you, human. I got something important to tell you. I know you've probably seen countless vampires in the movies. And if you're hoping it's that easy, then I must disappoint you. It's not as simple as simply sinking my fangs in and violently stealing your blood. No, no. It's much worse. But I think you can do it, can't you? For Mistress, yes. That's right. You will handle a lot for the vampire lady, won't you? Good. So there's a process to it. First, I'll need to weaken you, to make your blood easier to drink. I mean, I like when they struggle too, but that would be just a little too brutal to do my slave like that. I don't care about a random human, but you. You, my pet, are important to me. Then, I'll have to be very careful about how much I take, so as to not drain you completely. And you should know that the pain you'll feel will be intense. But it's necessary pain. And one that will ultimately bring you closer to me. Do you understand? If you don't complain at all, that will show me that you've truly given yourself to me. And that's what you wanted to prove to me the most, right? You wanted to prove to me that you're in fact the most loyal slave I'll ever have. Isn't that right? Good. I'm glad we're on the same page so far. How should I do this? I don't know. Should I crawl on top of you and go right for the throat? Or maybe start like an amateur and start somewhere innocent, like your wrists. You heard that again? I really need to make a choice quickly. Okay, I think I know. Are you ready? Don't be afraid, my pet. I'll be gentle. At first. You may want to close your eyes. My. I'm so lucky. You have my favorite group of blood. I can smell it right through your neck. It will be hard to hold back. You taste so sweet, my pet. It's almost a shame to ruin you. But it must be done. Don't be shy, by the way. You can dig your nails into me or bite my shoulder. Whatever to help you. Like I said, it will be very intense. You can even cry, my pet. It's no shame. gorgeous like fine wine. Oh no, I'm not done yet. Remember what I told you. I need to weaken you. Okay, I'll give you a break. It is your first time, after all. And I feel a little better already. Is your vision blurry? That's good. You must be weak for me. You definitely wouldn't handle it if we did it the old school way. The old school way means I would never stop and do it until you passed out. You would eventually put up a fight, and that would lead me to losing control and make it 10 times more painful in various ways. I would scratch you, bite you everywhere, put you in an uncomfortable position, press on your wrists hard, nearly breaking them. It could get messy really quick. And I don't want to be that kind of mistress. While you should fear me, it shouldn't be to this extent. I care about you. When you're weak, you don't feel the pain as much anymore, and I can finish feeding in peace. Tell me, besides the pain, do you feel anything else? Does it also feel kinda good? A bit? I guess the pain is overpowering it. That's too bad. A vampiric bite always gives both. It's supposed to be a perfect mixture. But I've never actually met any human that said they 100% enjoyed to get bitten. I guess that will forever stay just a movie thing. Do you feel anything else? That is to be expected. Your body is adjusting to the change. You won't be a vampire. It takes a different kind of bite, but you won't be completely human anymore either. Oh, look. Your neck is already healing here. Hmm? Oh, is it a positive change? Yeah, obviously. You will become stronger than average human. You will heal faster and be able to run faster. It's nowhere near a real vampire capabilities still, but it's something. You don't need to thank me, pet. I did not do this intentionally. This is just simply out of my control. There's consequences with every kind of bite I can give you. Both good and bad. You know what? I'm feeling generous tonight. I didn't plan on giving you a reward this week. But you've been such a good slave these past days. Yes, but don't get excited just yet. You're still hurting. I don't know if it's a good moment. Oh, it is? Really now? Someone is suddenly feeling a lot better, huh? It's okay. I know. You've been waiting for the next time for so long. I appreciate the fact that not once have you directly asked me about it. In fact, if you did, I would not even think about it. I can't stand impatience. Impatience is a weakness, a flaw that many of your kind possesses. Patience is a virtue, and it's something that I demand from those around me. I cannot have a slave who is constantly rushing or making careless mistakes. I'm glad you understand. With that being said, my pet, we will do more today. Just like I didn't promise anything, but I gave you hopes for. Okay there. Now. I know that excites you. But be careful. You should lay in peace, not be all jumpy. Look, you leaked a little bit of blood again. Let me lick it up. It's still so good. Now, on to the good part. This time, I will undress you myself. Oh, wow. And what's that? Already so hard for your mistress. So naughty. I wonder if it will go soft if I open my mouth and bring my fangs close to it like this. Don't worry, my pet. You're safe with me. Kind of. For now, anyways. In case you're wondering, yes, I do know that when you're hard, a lot of blood goes directly to your cock. And that's what makes it so hard. And yes, I am thinking about many different ways I could get to it. You're still so turned on. I guess we can call this a fear boner, right? Ah, yes. It's all right in here. The smell is so intense. You're lucky I'm not as hungry as I was before. I'll tell you what, human. I will do something really, really nice to you. I will put my mouth on it and suck you. But I cannot promise that I will control myself. The taste may be too good. I might want to just pierce right through and permanently damage you. Do you want to risk? It's either this, or I won't touch you at all, pet. You have to choose wisely. Are you sure? Oh, you trust me? That's kind of foolish considering I don't even trust myself with something like this, but I can appreciate it. Okay. Let's see. Firstly, I will just give it a couple slow licks like this. Are you watching? Watch. I want you to see my fangs as I'm doing it. I want you to remember that you agreed to this. While also realizing that you cannot go back now. Are you scared yet, pet? All right. I'm going to blow you now. And remember, I'm in control here. Don't even think about thrusting in my mouth or playing with my hair. Keep your hands to yourself. You're still just my slave. Nothing else. Good. I would prefer not to repeat myself. Your cock tastes pretty good mixed with all that blood inside of it. Do you like when I scratch your tummy while I'm sucking you? Shouldn't you thank me then? Good boy. This is honestly harder than I thought. I really want to bite you. Here. And here. And maybe here too. Hold your dick for me. I want to suck it without using my hands. I want you to feed it to me like a good boy. That's it. Hold it still for me. Make this fun for me, pet. I can tell you're holding back, by the way. That's good. But you don't have to. That means I'm giving you permission to come for me. Yes, but you cannot make a mess here. You have to do it in my mouth. Of course that's okay. What else did I expect? Go ahead. Come in my mouth, pet. That's an order. Well, that was pretty good. Just about as sweet as your blood. Okay. Now rest. When you wake up, I will feed on you again.